20, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, verses 1 and 2.
By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. That's good. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I think we just had the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
I think things got changed this morning, but you can be seated, please. Oh, sorry. Missed again, didn't I?
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Now you can be seated. Thank you. Is the mic on now? Probably on too soon. Sharing of joys and concerns. Do we have any joys today? Joys. Come on, there's got to be a joy somewhere. Yes, Keith. Any other joys? I think it's a joy to be here this morning. I see some faces that I've not seen in a few weeks, and that's always a real joy for me. What about concerns? Anyone that, other than I know we want to pray for Brother Tabor, that he can get through this, whatever's hit him, that he'll get through it quickly?
Nancy.
You know Nancy's son passed away yesterday morning? Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We don't have any other information at this time, but he did pass. Anybody else? Yes. The what? Yes. Yes, because I'm sure there's a lot of people on the road this weekend.
Anything else? Let's go to our Lord and Savior in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here in your house this morning, and that we can hear your word through the Bible and the scripture, and that you will help me, Lord, to give the word that you would have me give. Guide and direct us all as we face this next week. Help us to be a witness to you. Help us not to forget that we are your child. We are the children of God. And if we get that opportunity, Lord, that we can express that to someone, then we might be able to change their lives. Lord, all these things we pray and we ask that you would bless us as we say the prayer or pray the prayer that you gave us long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ready for another hymn, aren't we?
Please stand and join us for hymn 539, O Spirit of a Living God. Verses 1 and 2.
Time, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here And if we are able, Lord, that we could give to your cause, guide and direct us in all that we do. And if not financial, it could also be the work that people are able to give to you, Lord. These things I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you.
Spirit, come and stir my heart. Let your love pierce every part. Sanctify me now for eternity. Spirit, come, breathe your life in me.
Our scripture lesson today, and you're going to have to bear with me, it's got some really nice words in it, comes from Acts. Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. I may have to skip a few of them. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them. It filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Godly Jews from many nations were living in Jerusalem at the time. And when they heard this sound, they came running to see what it was all about. And they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were beside themselves with wonder. How can this be? They exclaimed, "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking the languages of the lands where we were born. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, I'm sorry, Lamanites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, somewhere in Egypt, okay? And the areas of Libya toward Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabians. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things that God has done. They stood there amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other, but others in the crowd were mocking. They're drunk, that's all. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, of all you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. Some of you are saying these people are drunk. It isn't true. It's much too early for that. People don't get drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. No, what you see this morning was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Obviously, we don't have a clue. I don't have a clue what David was going to talk about. I'm going to try to cover a couple of things this morning real quickly. I'm going to first start. I'm saving Pentecost for the last because that is what I want you to go away with. But I also want you to know that this is Memorial Day. And I did some research this morning, bright and early. And, we a lot of times think of Memorial Day as a time to party and you know, get the grill out and cook and you know, have a good time. And we do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to remember that this is a national holiday, and there's much more to somber. Originally, it was called Decoration Day. Monday's holiday honors all soldiers who died during service to the nation. Memorial Day was declared a national holiday through an act of Congress in 1971, and its roots date back to the Civil War era, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Unlike veterans, Memorial Day honors all military members who have died while serving in the U.S. forces. Ahead of this year's holiday, here's some memorial facts that you might not know. Some of these, when I was looking, I didn't know. The origins of the holiday can be traced back to the local observances for soldiers which neglected grave sites during the Civil War. With neglected grave sites. The first observance of what would become Memorial Day, some historians think, took place in Charleston, South Carolina, at the site of a horse racing track that Confederates had turned into a prison holding Union prisoners. Blacks in the city organized a burial of deceased Union prisoners and built a fence around the site. Yale historian David Blight wrote in the New York Times in 2011. Had no idea. Then on May 1, 1865, they held an event there, including a parade. Blacks who fought in the Civil War participated, spiritual readings and songs, picnicking. A commemorative marker was erected there in 2010. One of the first Decoration Days was held in Columbus, Mississippi on April 25, 1866. Now, I'm sure you can kind of go back and remember that, right? 1866, by women who decorated graves of Confederate soldiers who perished in the battle at Shiloh, and they laid flowers on their graves. And then on May 5th, 1868, 3 years after the end of the Civil War, the tradition of placing flowers on veterans' graves was continued by the establishment of Decoration Day by an organization of Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic. General Ulysses S. Grant presided over the first large observance. A crowd of 5,000 people at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on May 30, 1873. The orphaned children of soldiers and sailors killed during the war placed flowers and small American flags atop both Union and Confederate graves throughout the entire cemetery. Despite conflicting claims, the U.S. Congress and President Lyndon Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace of the Memorial Day on May 30, 1966, after Governor Nelson Rockefeller's declaration that same year. The New York community formally honored local veterans May 5, 1866, by closing business and lowering flags to half-staff. The day that we celebrate Memorial Day is believed to be influenced by Illinois' U.S. Representative John A. Logan, who was elected to the House of Representatives as a Democrat in November of 1858 and served as an officer during the Mexican War. It is said that Logan, a staunch defender of the Union, believed Memorial Day should occur when flowers are in full bloom across the country, according to the National Museum of the U.S. Army. Congress passed an act making May 30th a holiday in the District of Columbia in 1888, according to the U.S. Research Service. Now Memorial Day is observed as the last Monday of May. In 2000, the National Monument or Moment of Remembrance Act, which created the White House Commission on the National Moment of Remembrance and encourages all to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day for a minute of silence. It was signed into law by Congress and the President. It's hard sometimes to think about all those persons that gave their life for this country in one way or another. Our scout troop went up to the cemetery in Kingston Friday afternoon. I get my days mixed up real easy. Friday afternoon to place flags on the graves of all the soldiers. I had no idea there's a sign there that says that that cemetery is the only cemetery in the state of Tennessee that has a veteran, if you will, or someone who passed away from every, I guess, war or conflict that we had. To me, it was just amazing. And Mary and I took flags and we went around and found them with a map that is not the easiest thing to do. Some of those gravestones are so worn, but we were able to find them all. And we were asked to say their name, and in my words, I said thank you for your service. So let's do remember that on Veterans Day tomorrow, okay? And not forget what Veterans Day is. Okay, now what's today for the church? Well, it's Pentecost Sunday. And we remember that day the disciples received the Holy Spirit in a special way. The story in Acts 2 describes a powerful wind and tongues of fire as the Holy Spirit was poured out on people from all over the world who came to Jerusalem to celebrate a Jewish feast. At the first Pentecost, over 3,000 people were baptized, creating the first church. This is why Pentecost is known as the birthday of the Christian church. The word Pentecost comes from a Greek word meaning 50th. The Jewish festival of Pentecost, called Shavuot, meaning weeks in Hebrew, falls on the 50th day after the original Passover. On that day, God gave the Torah to Moses on Mount Sinai. The Christian festival of Pentecost falls on the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus. Pentecost for Christians culminates the celebration and work of the church that began on Easter. In much of early Christianity, Easter Day, not Pentecost, became the primary day for baptisms. After their baptism, the newly baptized were then trained in basic Christian doctrine, including the meaning of the sacraments they had now experienced, and as they prepared to take up their ministries in the life of the church. On Pentecost, Christians primarily celebrate the commissioning of new members into ministry. Some do this through service of confirmation on Pentecost, and still others also historically offered baptism on Pentecost as well. Two colors are historically associated with Pentecost. Red is a visual reminder of the tongues of fire that empowered the apostles and others to proclaim the good news of Christ's resurrection in many languages to the crowds of pilgrims from many lands. While white was used in some places, including England, where Pentecost had also become a day for baptisms by the Middle Ages. Whether it happened at Easter or Pentecost or at some other time, those being baptized were given new white robes to wear as a sign they had taken off the world, died to sin, and were raised with the risen Christ to a new life. This is why Pentecost may also be referred to in the English as Whit Sunday or White Sunday. I learned a lot. You know, maybe that's why I got this, because these things I never had heard. I don't know about you, but so many things I've learned about Pentecost. The season after Pentecost is the time of the church year to support new disciples and the whole or congregation in living out the gifts we have been given in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost Sunday falls this year on May 28th, but many people, including Christians, might not know that the day is special, what is celebrated. Unlike Easter and Christmas, when colorful eggs, Easter bunnies, Christmas trees, and Santa Claus are up for the upcoming holidays, there's no such social markers by secular society ahead of Pentecost. For those who need a quick and basic understanding of what Pentecost Sunday is, There was 10 items that I found that I wanted to read to you in closing. Pentecost Sunday marks the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. Pentecost Sunday occurs 50 days after Easter, as we have talked. The Bible records the Pentecost in Acts 2, 1 through 13. Pentecost comes 10 days after the ascension of Jesus Christ. Pentecost is also known as the birthday of the church. Pentecost fulfills Jesus' promise to send the Counselor and the Spirit of Truth. And that comes from John 16. Pentecost launches the large-scale spreading of the gospel after Jesus' ascension. Acts 2:41 records that after Peter spoke to the crowd after receiving the Holy Spirit, some 3,000 people were baptized, as we said earlier. 3,000 people baptized in one day. The Pentecostal movement derives the name from the New Testament event in Acts 2. Jews also celebrate Pentecost, but not the same reason as Christians. The celebration by Jews of Pentecost is to observe God giving the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai 50 days after the Exodus. The Pentecost in Jewish tradition takes place 50 days after Passover. In Western churches, Pentecost is usually represented with the color red, as we've said earlier, which symbolizes the fire of the Holy Spirit. Again, I thank you for being here this morning. I thank you for listening to me again. I hope something that I shared will stay with you this week, and that maybe you'll have an opportunity to share something about Pentecost with someone.
Please stand and join us in our closing hymn, Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
Bow your heads, and I ask that the Lord be with all of us this week as we face whatever comes before us. Guide and direct us, Lord. Let us remember that we are your children. Guide and direct us to be that child, and that we would open someone's heart to you. Go in peace. Amen. peace.